Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Ministry of Health reports that 18 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 85 tested positive for the coronavirus.
According to the Minister of Health, almost 35,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year, and 29,630 have recovered.
And the figures that are coming in from Johns Hopkins University here in the United States reports that about 108 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and nearly 2.4 million have succumbed to the disease.
In USA alone, 27 million people have contracted COVID-19, and more than 475,000 have died.
To discuss this issue tonight, we have Mpilo Central Hospital Acting Medical Superintendent Professor Tsalwayo Ngwenya.
Yeah, before going to Tsalwayo Ngwenya, sike sibone ukuthi lamhla kwenzakalani kunapho ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Sikhuluma ke COVID-19, sakhuluma njalo la ngokuphoniswa kwamacala kaDonald Trump, owayengumongameli wakwele Melika. Siyabona ukuthi ke ama impeachment managers ayethule kade kwethula izolo, lamhla sokungena ke abadefender kuTrump, singathi amagqwetha akhe. Sizathi ke sixoxe noProfessor Tsalwayo Ngwenya ngokwenzakala khonapha ke nge-COVID-19. Ye, kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunewa vachangobva kupinda mchirongwa chanhasi, nhasi semuswe chishanu kudai February 12, tiri kutepenyura tiri kuumba pano pachirongwa chenyu che Live Talk pamusoro pedenda re-COVID-19, iro rauraya vanhu vakawanda munyika uyezve kana pasi rose Johns Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inoti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwana vachibatira COVID-19 huri kuwanda pasi rose. Uyezve muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu vashaya vanodaudzira 400,000 zvichikwira. Asi tinoona kuti hurumende yava Joe Biden iri kutaura iyo kuti ichange ichibaisa nomba vanhu pamazuva zana avapinda muhofisi vanokwira ivo kudaudzira 100 million. Uyezve nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika pamusoro pedenda iro reCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda iko kuno kuAmerica. Panyaya yekutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump, avo vari kupomerwa ivo mhosva yekupesvedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaite zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa tichiona kuti nezuro vamamaneja nevamwewo mabato eDemokrati vakange ivo vachipa umbowo pamberi pedare reSenate pamusoro penyaya iyi. Nhasi tichaona magweta avaTrump vachitaurawo kuti sei vari kuti ivo vaTrump havana mhosva. Tozomirira kuona kuti vhoti yacho ichafamba sei munguva inotevera.
So, as indicated, let's start with Professor Tsalwayo Ngwenya. He's the acting chief executive of Mpilo Hospital. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ngwenya.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So, tell us a bit about the lockdown that is there these days in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that the numbers are almost going down, but is the lockdown working?
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening to viewers. Yes, the lockdown seemed to work very well for us here. Before it was implemented, quite a lot of figures were rising every day, reaching 100 and so per day, more than 100, some days 1,000 a day. So with this lockdown, the figures have reduced. Yesterday, I think, was only 80, 85 or so. And the deaths also were very worrying. And these have also come down dramatically. So, yes, indeed, the lockdown is working, and we hope that it continues like this.
So now, looking at the COVID-19 vaccine, we have been informed that the Chinese vaccine will be delivered next week. So when it arrives, when it is delivered, what is going to happen? Are they going to taste it, or they will simply start inoculating people?
No, it will check first by our medical laboratories in Harare before it is sent to the people. It won't come straight. There is a Medicine Control Council of Zimbabwe in Harare. It checks all the medicines and all the vaccines when they arrive in the country. They check the quality control to see that, yes, indeed, it's a vaccine. It's not just containing water. And if they are happy, then it is left to the government to start rolling it out.
So now, according to the way you are looking at the whole thing, who's going to be first on the line? And are there any tangible plans of rolling it out? How is it going to be done?
Yes, the government wants to prioritize. Obviously, the vaccines are not enough for everyone. So the government is going to start with the health workers and other frontline workers. Anyone who is dealing in the with a lot of people like prison officials, policemen, and so forth, they are also frontline workers. Then the next group of people will be the elderly, and the third group will be people with comorbidities like hypertension, diabetes, HIV, and so forth. And the government is going to have this phased approach to vaccinating these groups. And then the last group will be the rest of the population. So when it comes, the government has already started checking the numbers of the health workers across the country. So in preparation for next week is inoculations.
So marvelous, there you are. Maybe you can chip in there.
I was interested to find out. I think you mentioned, the people that will receive this vaccine first. Have there been any awareness programs to actually educate the health workers on what to expect and things like that?
I think government is going to start rolling it out next week with massive campaigns, obvious. They were trying to get the vaccines first. I think that's what I can think for them. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get the vaccine. Once the vaccine arrives here, I'm sure the government is capable of mounting quite a massive campaign to say that the vaccine is here. Can we all come and queue up for it?
Seeing as what happened in South Africa, where we've seen the government of South Africa pulling out the AstraZeneca vaccine, how confident are you that this Chinese vaccine will work?
Obviously, I'm also just using my own professional thinking. I think the Chinese vaccine may work on us because the way how it is manufactured. So I don't think it's different from the other vaccines. They are using new technologies. The Chinese vaccine, they are using the old technology of taking a virus and weakening it, and then you're putting it in a vaccine to inoculate people. These are the vaccines that the old traditions that we've been using. The other vaccines from Western countries, they are using a new technology where they take a part of a vaccine and the virus, and then they inject you and the genetic material of that virus. Then the body notices it and they mount a defense mechanism. So I think the Chinese vaccines are simpler. They are old-time technology, and I don't think that we will have a lot of problems. But since we have nothing else at the moment, I think it's good that we take it and then we use it and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Also, South Africa, I think, is opening up its borders next week. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has indicated that he will be announcing the way forward for COVID-19. As a doctor yourself, do you feel that the country is ready to now open up, from what we've seen happening to the figures?
Personally and professionally myself, I think it would be ill-advised to open up the borders. Mm-hmm. Because we'll have another rerun of the January problem where the borders were opened last year. And then we allowed a lot of people to come in during the festive season, culminating to this lot of deaths that we saw and the figures, high figures in January. So I don't think government will be unwise to just open up the borders. I can foresee them taking the cautious route. I'm part of those people who advise that the borders should remain closed for passengers. They can allow cargo and medicines and food and other things to pass through. But definitely for people just visiting and so forth and bringing over the new variant over here, mm-hmm. it will be catastrophic to open borders.
Mm. Thank you very much. na Dr. Ngwenya varikutaura ivo maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yenhomba ichi.
So I think marvelous your live stream is frozen a little bit. So Babu Ngwenya wasele kuti korumwe masikuruma nge virus lei kumbe kuti nge vaccine ubona ngani kuzahamba njani?
Mbona ngani vaccine yabuya kuvikezayo kuyaqala ngakhonoko ukuthi kuzaqalwa ngabomongikazi labodokotela nabanye ama-frontline workers abanjengamapholisa labantu beprison abadila labantu nje labantu jikelele. Ngokuqeda lapho-ke kuzabuya kuzobizwa okhulu labogogo abadala, kuzobuya-ke abantu abagula i-diabetes okuthiwa ngama-comorbidities labo-HIV labo-hypertension ngabehlandla lesithathu, kuzothela esi-4 ngabaye abazabe besele-ke abazazuza-ke i-vaccine okokugcina.
Singathi nxa ifika i-vaccine naleyo izatestwa ebantwini kumbe kuyahamba njani?
Izafikela eHarare kule Medical Control Council of Zimbabwe ekhangela amakhwalithi ezinto ezifikayo lapha ama-vaccine lemithi yonke. Bona ayikho lapho ezaqonda khona, ikhangelwa ema-laboratory ukuthi yiyo sibili i-vaccine. Xa kuyi-vaccine-ke izavunyelwa-ke ukuthi ihanjiswe ebantwini.
Abantu bakhala lapha bathi kubo zuko lezinye indawo ezijene ngwenya bathi bagudlana kulalabanye sibila bathi i-lockdown vele ayisebenzi ngoba hamba laphana kulo mhlomula abantu bayagudlana bayaqhawulana benza konke nje kungani ivaccina i-virus leyi kayikho kungaba cebisa sithini?
Mina mbona ukuthi abantu abaningi sibili emhlaba jikelele asikho eZimbabwe kodwa abantu kabakananzeleli ukuthi ingozi ekhona le ngoba bazake beyibone kumbe beyizwe ngayo. Thina abanye sayizwa obaba babona ipress. Indawo le yimbi sibili nxa abantu bengalaleli iyabulala abantu, kulala ubaba konke lo mama labantwana bonke ikhapho nabevala umuzi. Yikho libona abantu besaba kangaka. I-lockdown iyasebenza ngoba nankuphela isincedile kathesi ukuthi ihlandla labantu ababanjwa lo igciwane leli labantu abasishiyayo iliyehlile kakhulu. Ngabe bekungafakwanga i-lockdown kathesi eZimbabwe ngabe kuyafiwa okwamagama. Yikho uhulumende uzamile sibili ukuthi afakele i-lockdown. Iyasebenza bengayiyeyisi, yinto eqakathekile ukuvikela impilo zabantu. Lapha abantu esiminyeminye lesezenziwa emabhasini ayisicela ukuthi abantu ngaba bayama nje njengokwakwenziwa ngamajoni beme kuhle belandele bengene ebhasini behlale kuhle laphana bengayenzanga isiminyeminye ngoba bazafuna ukuhamba ngebhasi ngesitho ukuthi bengayi ebhasini ngoba bazafuna ukuyabona udokotela abafuna ukuyathenga izinto edrobheni. Kodwa nxa beziphatha kuhle abantu umuntu azimele yedwa laphana engafukani lo muntu angamaziyo. Manje uthola abantu lanxa kuthiwa ku-roadblock abantu kabayehle bekhangelwa amaphepha sokuthiwa kabangene sebengena futhi isiminyeminye ukuthi nje umuntu uzimele kungene nje bangavele ebhasini liyabe lonke liyenele ukuthi lingenele ebhasini akulazitule kuthiwa zizaphela lizingenele kuhle lihlale kuhle njengabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi sisenkalaseni kwengozi enje. Yikho-ke mbona abantu nxa singatshintsha into esizenzayo lezi sitshintshe sibi sihloniphe igciwane leli elibi kangaka ngibona sizaphumelela.
Yeah, so looking at Dr. Professor Ngwenya, looking at the way forward for Zimbabwe, is it a question of them to open the borders or maybe the borders to remain shut? What should happen to the borders? If you were the Minister of Health, what would you recommend? Professor Ngwenya, are you still there? So I think Professor Ngwenya fell off the radar because I think where he is right now, the network is not performing very, very well. I hope he's going to come back and then we finish this discussion with him so that we can see where we can go. So, kunapa ke spoka Professor Solayo Ngwenya. Esikhuluma la ngakhonoke okwenzakala eZimbabwe kule lockdown lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So, lapha ke besikhuluma ukuthi sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani kwele Zimbabwe khona manje xa sikhangele eze lockdown siphinde futhi sikhangele lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So abanye abantu bayakhala bathi elizweni ungazani umkhuhlane lo lobu sethu siyaphansi kodwa ukhanya ngazani umkhuhlane lo usahlupha. So sizamelela ke ubaba Ngwenya siza ukuthi uthini xa singaphetha ke udaba lolu. So ke siyabona njalo lo mavelas hlanganya kunye besipresenta sonke lapha angwazi ukhumekile ukhuthekile nje siloko sisaxoxa bonazani uzaphenduka inetwork yakhe lapha khona bonazani ayimhambeli ngemfanelo so ke ye sikhumbule siyaphambili zulukandaba siyabona ke ubaba usikhumbuza umlalazi uthi ke umhlaba wonke jikelele uhlaba abantu amajekiseni ukuthi amajekiseni lawa aqakathekile okunye okumangalisayo so lo baba ungwenya becele nje kuphela uthi abelapha for 10 minutes abe sesihambela so bonazani ke okwenzakaleyo ukuthi inetwork yakhe imane yafibhala kodwa ke singangena kolunye udaba nje sikhulume-ke nge-impeachment kamongameli uDonald Trump khona lapha kwele Melika so what we're seeing is a lot that is happening at Senate and you know as far as we are seeing things you know the impeachment trial of the former president who's accused of inciting his supporters on January 6th this year to invade Congress is going on and this happened when Mr. Trump attempted to actually stop the certification of electoral votes and impeachment managers have closed their case in which they are seeking the impeachment of the former president who is currently at his home in Florida. So now we see that the case managers have actually put a case out there saying, you know what, Mr. Donald Trump should be prosecuted and actually impeached. So let's hear what the impeachment managers had to say.
We will prove that the impeached president was no innocent bystander whose conduct was totally appropriate and should be a standard for future presidents, but that he incited this attack.
He built this mob over many months with repeated messaging until they believed that they had been robbed of their vote and they would do anything to stop the certification.
Not a single judge agreed that the election results were invalid or should be invalidated.
Make no mistake, the violence was not just foreseeable to President Trump. The violence was what he deliberately encouraged.
So going back to this issue as soon as possible. So I'm told as Jesus Panda and Dr. Solaya Ngwenya is actually been cued in by his Panda. So let's check him out. I think Ian Marvelous Mtanganyahuye is now around. So now let's continue our discussion with with Professor Solaya Ngwenya. So Professor, my question before you got cut off was on the issue of the voters. So if you were the Minister of Health, what would you recommend?
No, the voters should remain closed for now, allowing only cargo, medicines, and food to pass through. For passengers, for people visiting and so forth, they can wait for now because we just come up from a bad situation in January after we allowed a lot of merrymaking during the festive season. And January was our worst month in terms of cases and deaths. So we wouldn't want to rerun that scenario because South Africa has got a new variant and there are lots of deaths happening in that country. So if we open borders completely and people will come visiting here, causing a lot of mass infections, and we are going to be in trouble again. So I will advise that the borders remain closed for visitors.
Yes, marvelous. Let's ask the last two questions.
Apo tanga tiri kuona Dr. Ngwenya vari kutaura ivo vari kubulawayo vachiti maboda ngaambomira kuvhurwa sekutaura kwandamboita vachiti ivo nekuti kune variant iri kubva kusouth Africa inotozonetsa kuti igadzirise but Dr. Ngwenya, I'm seeing here there is Dennis Juru of the Cross Borders Association who's saying borders must be open because people have nothing to eat. What do you say?
No, unfortunately, obvious we are from the opposite side. I'm more worried about losing lives and people. And my advice is that it's better to be hungry and alive than to be well-fed and dead. This virus is not a joke. This new variant is very highly transmittable, and the people can die within 3 days. So unfortunately, we are in a very bad situation. I will say, please, let's make the borders remain closed because we are going to import this virus over here. It's going to overwhelm us and kill a lot of people, including the people who are trying to sell things. At the end of the day, we will not achieve anything. We will all be dead.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's the issue of using herbs like zumbani, moringa, and kunatira. I don't know what how you know steam the steaming process, ginger, garlic, and things like that. What's your take on that? Because some people have been saying this is what is sustaining them during this COVID-19. But can you give us an educational awareness regarding the traditional herbs?
Yes. Traditional herbs, we call them complementary medicine. Mm-hmm. So if your grandfathers and fathers or whatever have been using this thing for many years, it's no problem. If you are well, you can use them. Or if you have been found to be positive and you have no symptoms, you can use those things. But the moment you are positive and you start showing serious symptoms like coughing, mm-hmm. we strongly advise not to use those things because you compromise your chest. You need to go to hospital and get checked first. So many people are doing a lot of those things, self-treatment at home. They try and come to the hospital when it's too late. Mm-hmm. For example, when you cough, your chest starts to fill up with glue-like substance, and people complain that they can't breathe. So if you take that person and you start steaming them, you are actually worsening the problem.
Mm-hmm. So your advice is you can do that before you actually get to the stage where you are coughing and stuff like that.
Yes, you can do it. There is no problem. People have always been steaming if you are well. And even if you have been found to be positive and you are well, you can steam. But the moment you are sick, don't steam. Come to hospital and get checked.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the last question is, at what stage do people have to go to hospital? How would you be feeling? What are the symptoms?
Yeah, for example, if you are first, you are told you are positive, you have no symptoms, you go home to isolate. And then, unfortunately, you start to feel unwell, very tired. You start coughing, you can't, chest pains. You feel like they complain that they can't breathe. They complain that they feel like an elephant is sitting on their chest. Mm-hmm. That those are the symptoms that are ominous. You should be going to hospital instead of steaming.
Eh, Baba Ngwenya, tell abantu ukuthi nxa uzokufuza ukuthi bayisibhedlela, babelesizwa njani? Kwenze umuntu ayisibhedlela.
No, umuntu uyabe sevaleka engasaphefumuzi, kumbe khefuzela, kumbe sizwa isifuba sakhe sihlatshwa, ekhwehlela, kumele aye esibhedlela engaze afutha.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Siyambonga ubaba uNgwenya obuyileyo namhlanje lapha ku-Live Talk. So your last word, Dr. Professor Ngwenya, just your last word.
No, my last word is that we, all over the world, we face a terrible situation, even in Washington, here in Johannesburg, Harare, Bulawa. We are all facing a terrible situation whereby we are faced with a global pandemic, which is mainly pneumonic, which means you have to breathe, you are breathing. As long as you are breathing, you can catch this virus and it can kill you. So may we all, at the moment, we are having vaccines, but they are not going to stop us catching this virus. We need to social distance. We need to wear masks. We need to make sure that we wash our hands. We stop throwing parties, going to crowded places and so forth, confined spaces, because catching this virus can really mean a terrible time for you and your family. So we should all respect this virus and keep alert at all times and follow strictly all laid down measures. They are put there for a purpose. Like now, if we say borders remain closed, there is a big reason why we should do that, because otherwise we are going to die.
Also, maybe if I may just chip in there, I posted a video of a lady who was getting vaccinated and she had her mask on, and people kept asking that, if you're vaccinated, why do you have to keep wearing your mask and social distancing and washing your hands?
Yes, because being vaccinated doesn't mean that you are now immune to the virus. The virus is still going to come to you. Your vaccination is trying to boost your defense system so that when you meet the real virus, your body fights it and wins the battle. That's the way to make your body defend itself very well. So once you are vaccinated, it's better to still wear your mask so that the virus, the best way is prevention. It's better not to get this virus in your body at all. So even if, despite being vaccinated, you still have to wear your mask. You still have, because you may get a virus still with your vaccination and still die because your body may fail to defend.
I know you have to go now, but there's somebody who's asking one more question. He's saying, how safe Chinese vaccine.
Yeah, it's safe because I understand the Chinese have vaccinated more than 1 million people in their own country. If there was a problem with those 1 million vaccinated people, there was going to be a thing. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, will not allow a vaccine to be distributed and start vaccinating people if it was unsafe.
Thank you very much, Professor Solayo Ngwenya. He's the acting chief executive officer of Mpilo Hospital.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna Dr. Ngwenya varivo kuBulawayo vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu hapana chakaipa kuti mushandise zvinhu zvakadai sezumba nemuringa uyezve nekunatsira asi vari kuti izvi unofanira kuzviita usati wasvika pastage yekuti waakukosora hauchakwanisa kufema nezvimwe zvakadaro nokuti vari kuti kana usakwanise kufema ukaramba uchinatsira unogona kutozoti ukanganisike utano hwako nekuti vari kuti ivo zvese izvi zviri kutaurwa zviri kushandiswa nevanhu ngazviitwe munhu asati anyatsorwara tabvunza zvakare tikati ko iyo vaccine iyi iri kubva kuChina tingazive sei kuti inozobatsira vakati ivo hapana nyika inobvumidzwa iyo kuti iunze nhomba munyika isina kuwanikwa iyo yatariswa neWorld Health Organization saka vari kuti aiwa nhomba iyi iri kutariswa kuuya nemusi wemuvhuro inhomba yakatowanikwa ichitariswa uyezve ichibvumirwa kuti aiwa inhomba inozokwanisa kubatsira vanhu tikabvunza zvakare kuti kana iye munhu abayiwa nhomba anopfekereiko mamaski anoitirei social distancing anogezerei maoko vakati kwete kana munhu abayiwa vaccine hazvireve kuti hauchabatsiri utachiwana hwecovid-19 zvinoreva kuti chibva wagara wakawanikwa iwe uchiita zvese zvinotaurwa padzidziso iyo inopiwa neWorld Health Organization nekuti vari kuti nhomba iyi inobatsira kuti masoja ako emiri arwise chirwere ichi checovid-19 asi unogona zvakare kuchibatsira kana kunyange wabayiwa nhomba iyi asi vari kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vakawanda vabayiwe nhomba iyoyi kuitira kuti kana yazokubata covid-19 masoja ako emiri anogona kurwisa denda irori saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura vachipa zvakare dzidziso yekuti vanhu musakanganwe kuita izvozvi zvinodzidziswa pasi peWorld Health Organization zvokuti mask ngaipfekwe haifaniri kuti umirire kuti uone mupurisa kana kuti musoja kuti upfeke nekuti unenge uchizvidzivirira iwewe vakataura zvakare nyaya yekuti miganhu yenyika ngaimboramba yakavharwa nekuti vari kuti ivo pane variant iri kubva kusouth africa yecovid-19 inogona kuzokanganisa zvanga zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino patiri kuona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 hwanga hwatidzikirei panga pakavharwa nyika kwemavhiki maviri.
Yes, marvelous. Now we have to turn to the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, who is accused of inciting his supporters on January 6th this year to invade Congress in an effort to stop the certification of electoral votes. I think you still remember that day very vividly, right?
Yes, so, actually went out. I was out there. I spoke to some of the supporters that were coming from the rally, and they were justified. They said they felt that some other people had come from somewhere and had gone to the Capitol because they said, allegedly, they said that they were still at the White House when they saw this event happening at the Capitol. But we stand to see what's going to come out. I mean, Mr. Trump's lawyer lawyers will be actually giving their own evidence today following the House managers who finished yesterday. So it will be interesting to see what happens because they, according to the press, are saying they only need one day to give their evidence. So we may likely have a vote by this weekend.
Yes, as you're saying, the impeachment managers have actually closed their case in which they are seeking the impeachment of the former president. And we know that the former president right now is in Florida. It is Mar-a-Lago a mansion. So, these impeachment managers actually relieved that day when the people who invaded Congress actually did what they did. And Trump's lawyers are presenting their case today in the Senate, and they've already argued that Trump's impeachment is unconstitutional. So the Senate voted to proceed with impeachment, even if most Republicans are opposed to it. Some Zimbabweans, marvelous, are actually following the impeachment. One of them is Washington Jamela, who lives in Chicago. Let's listen to what he's saying about all this.
His intention was to intimidate members of Congress and members of the Senate. to disrupt the certification of the election, that on its own is tantamount to a coup. Because if certification is not going on, then that means he continues being president, because the new leader has not been certified as a winner. So he continues to be president by default, or rather by force. So in my view, clearly he violated the constitution and he deserved to be impeached. It's actually very interesting, because I think it's a lesson not only for the United States, but for the world indeed. It particularly countries like ours, Zimbabwe, where we have head of states that have been known to do as they please, as far as running the country as if it's their own little fiefdom. So at some point, somebody has to be held accountable for that. It's unfortunate, however, that Trump will be able to get away with it because of the fact that the balance in the Senate right now is at 50-50. So for the impeachment to actually, for him to be impeached, meaning, well, he's out of office right now, so punishment won't be removal, but it would be perhaps barring him from ever running for political office in future, and some other punishment as well. So for that to happen, the Democratic Party will need help from the Republican members of the Senate, to reach that 2/3 majority, which is highly unlikely. It's highly unlikely for Trump to be punished because of that. The mere fact that we're 50-50, that makes it impossible to have 17 members of the Republican Party, voting together with the Democrats just to punish their own leader. They would not do that for various reasons, some of which are Trump is very, very influential with his Republican base at the moment. And if they were to vote their conscience, really, which is, all of them know that he violated the law, no doubt about that, but they will defend it, they will deny it, because they are afraid to be primaried. So if they were to choose to go with impeachment, that means that they will have to vote against Trump's supporters.
So that's Washington Jamela. His view there, saying some Republican senators are very much afraid of Donald Trump.
Yes, it's interesting to note because we see that now Mr. Trump is no longer on social media. His handle on Twitter was disabled. His handle on all other social platforms was, disabled. So, it's interesting to watch and reflect on what happened on that day. And it will be interesting to watch and see the vote and also the reaction that will get worldwide.
So we've got David Siampondo who has joined us. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and thank you very much, Marvelous.
Thank you. Mungatipo mfungwa dzenyu here, takatarisa nyaya yezviri kuitika pari zvino ku US Senate.
All right. Ndine urombo pekuti handina kunzwa kuti the last speaker ngaruti kudii, and ndiri kutyira kuti ndogona kudzokorodza zvakanga
achitaura. Taurai henyu imi mfungwa dzenyu, anga ari kutaurawo pfungwa dzake panyaya yekuti haone vaTrump vachizowanikwa ivo vachimiswa kuti kana kuti vachivhoti yacho ichihwina nekuti maRepublicans akawanda vachiri kuwanikwa ivo vachifarira vaTrump uyezve vachivatya.
Yeah, ndizvozvo chaizvo. ndoona kuti kuona kwavo kunoenderana nemuonero wandiri kuita pari zvino. Kuti vatinoti maimpeachment managers, kana kuti vari kufambisa nyaya dzeku kutongwa kana kuti kurovererwa kwa Trump. Ndingati vakaita zvese zvinoita kuti munhu ari pakajeka kana kuti munhu watingati ari neutral aone uye agutsikana kuti zveshuwa apa pakaparwa maka. Ungatarisa mashoko akaturwa nema impeachment managers. Ari very clear, akajeka and ari kunyatsoratidza vaTrump vachibuda pachena munguva dzakasiyana. Kuti pavanga vari kurali kuPennsylvania vakataura mashoko aya. Anoenderana nekudza vanhu kuti my elections anga akabirirwa, sarudzo dzakabirirwa. And iwa hapana mumwe muruziro wavangaita election kana tumuruziro wavangaita sarudzo kunze kwekuti kana kwabiwa zvine mutsindo. Vanobvapo zvekare vanoratidzwa vachitaura vari kuGeorgia, kuAtlanta, kwavanga vari kutsvaga rutsigiro zvekare kuma senators avo angari musarudzo. And ikoko vakadzidza kurodza zvekare mashoko iwayo kuti sarudzo dzakabirirwa and vanhu havafarire kudzitambira. And vakakumbira vanhu kuti nemusi wa 6 January vanga vachienda kunonoungana kuWashington. And vari kuWashington ikoko vaTrump vakataurawo zvekare vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti sarudzo idzi dzakabiwa. And zvadzakabiwa kudaro imi hamufarire kudzitenda ende hamufarire kudzitambira. Zvamuchaita kubva pano ngatichimacha aita kananga kuCapitol Hill. Tinorwa semvumba tiri ikoko. And tikasarwa isusu zvinoreva kuti nyika yedu hatisi kuzoiona zvachose. Nyika inenge yaenda mukanwa mamuperi. And masupporters avo kana kuti vatsigiri vavo vakanyatsozvinzwisisa izvozvo, vakaita saizvozvo. And muchitarisa mavideos kana kuti mifananidzo iri kuburitswa nema impeachment managers, ari kuburitsa ivo vatsigiri vaTrump vachitaura zviri pachena, vachishedzera pamusoro pemazwi avo kuti tauya pano nekuti takokwa nemukuru wedu. Ndizvo zvatiri kuita pano, tiri kuzviitira kudefenda mukuru wedu. Ende zvakadaro tiri kuuya kutozomisa zvese zviri kuitika pano. Ende vese vatengesi ivava vari kuita mabasa iwaya tiri kuda kuvabata mune mamwe mazwi nemukumwe kutaura vanenge vachitoburitsa pachena kuti tiri kuda kutovauraya. And munhu wavanga vakatarisana naye kunyanya ndi angari vice wavaTrump vaMike Pence naNancy Pelosi, anova iye muDemocrat. Saka zviri pachena zvese izvozvo zvakaburitswa zvikayanikwa pachena. Vanhu izvezvi yasarudzo zvino yokuti vanhu vochitera zvipi nekuti umbowo hwese huri pachena. Sekutaura kwaita munhu abva kunonotaura izvezvi, ichasara izvezvi kutya kuti maRepublicans vanofarira kukunda yatingati fie iri mavari. Nekuti
chii chavari kutya nai vasiya mupondo? VaTrump vane chii chinotyisa vanhu pari zvino? Twitter vako vanogona kutaura sei nevatsigiri vavo?
VaTrump chiri kutyisa vanhu kunyanya masenators emaRepublicans inyaya yemaprimary elections. VaTrump vakabvira vataura pavamire kuti inini sarudzo idzi handisi kudzibvuma ende kwavari sarudzo dzakabiwa. Zvichireva kuti iwewo ukaenda uchiti sarudzo idzi hadzina kubiwa, zvoreva kuti uri kurwisana nekuona uye nekumira nepakamira mutungamiri wemaRepublicans vanova vaTrump. And zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti mukacherechedza ndekuti vaTrump pari zvino vane rutsigiro rwakanyanya kuzasi uku kumasupporters. And shoko ravanotaura rinoteererwa zvisingabviri. And nguva yemaelections yemaprimary elections yemaRepublicans ikasvika, munhu anenge ari kutsigirwa navaTrump ndiye anohwina. And iwewo kana uri pakati pevanhu vakaenda vakanotaura kuti sarudzo dzanga dzakajeka, hatina kubirirwa, vaTrump vakadyiwa zviri pamutemo, then zvinoreva kuti iwewe unenge uchazoitwa yatinoti muchirungu decampaigned navaTrump. And zvoreva kuti uchaluza maprimaries iwayo.
Thank you.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yes, let's get another voice. You know, we've got Mr. Busani Busontini, who sent us a video, and you know, he's saying that at the end of the day, Trump is not going to be impeached. Let's hear what he say.
The lawyers representing Trump, as they present their evidence and challenging the impeachment, they will try to run away from discussing the activities of January 6, 2021. They will try to concentrate on the constitutionality of actually impeaching or convicting a non-sitting president. They are making the argument that since Donald Trump is no longer in the office, it is unconstitutional to try him. But many legal minds differ in that opinion, as they claim there's a precedent from the past where someone has been impeached even after they left office. We do realize that so far the 10 members of the House that voted to impeach Trump from the Republican side, they faced some serious retaliation from their constituencies. So most Republicans, I think they fear voting to convict Trump could spell troubles for them come mid-term elections in 2 years. But we'll see what happens. But, I think there is consensus that Trump did something wrong. Everyone agrees that what Trump did was the highest crime in the land. However, people differ on the issue of the punishment, especially now that he's out of office. If Trump is acquitted, which I believe he will be acquitted, in my opinion, I think the Senate, who now maybe push for a lesser case, I think they will try to censure him as opposed to impeaching him.
So according to Mr. Mbuso Ntini, Trump may be censored in one way or the other, but not impeached in the literal sense. And then we've got Priscilla Ndlovu, who is another commentator based in Washington. Let's hear what she's
saying. Ngaphandle kube lenye impumela umbe ukutshintsha okumangalisayo kuzasala nje u-former President Trump elo-former President Trump. Ngibona ngathi futhi impeachment lena ingedlula ama-Republicans bavotele ukuthi angayimpeachwa. Uzakwenza umsindo omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi vele bekungamanga, vele ukuthi bayangizonda. Kodwa okuzasala phezu kwebizo lakhe ukuthi uzaba nguye yedwa elizweni lase-America ukuba ngupresidenti oyimpeachwa kabili, kuzasala kusebizweni lakhe. Eyinye indaba bebefuna ukuyinquma yokuthi nxa impeachment leyana baza impeacha ukuthi angaphindi futhi ukuthi abe lesikhundla kupolitics esimnika ukuthi angaba ngupresidenti kumbe esinye esimnika amandla angaphezulu. Lokho futhi kangibona ukuthi kuzaphumelela njengomuntu ofunayo ukuthi arane futhi ngo-2024. Lokuthi ama-Republicans nxabe lokhu bemesaba nemqhuqa uzaphuma nje kungelalutho kungelampumela. Lokuthi umuntu okhangelela ukuthi uyayimpeachwa ngulwana umuntu vele ozibone ngaphezu komthetho ongona ilutho engona uzondiwe kumbe ofuna nje ukuthi axabanisa abantu khona abantu bangasusi bayikhangela indaba yakhe impeachment ngendlela emele ikhangele ngayo. Yena uzamele ukuthi ayifake njengendlela leyana ukuthi abantu bayamzonda.
So according to Mrs. Ndlovu, there's this issue concerning Trump that even if he is acquitted, there will be that pet name that will be attached to him. Like, you know what? You impeached twice. So now let's see again, Mr. Chamela. He almost shares the same sentiment as Mrs. Ndlovu.
His supporters are very, 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 very strong and very, very determined to punish anyone who does not toe the line. Anyone who doesn't support Trump, in their view, is not a Republican. So whoever votes with the Democratic Party for impeachment will unto thee, because they will come after that person with everything they got. So for that reason and many others, you will see that many in the Republican Party will rather vote against impeachment purely for political reasons. If, you know, if roles were switched, or if Trump was less powerful and less influential at this point in time, they would definitely vote to, you know, to impeach him completely and remove the stain of Trumpism in the Republican Party. But at the present moment, they cannot do that because he still has a lot of supporters. He has so much sway within the party to a point that all of them are very terrified. They are terrified, you know, of him. They are terrified, you know. So for that reason, he won't be, you know, convicted. Let me put it that way. He will not be convicted.
The Democratic Party will not have enough votes to actually convict him.
Some of things there. So he's saying the Democrats don't have enough votes to convict him because the Trump supporters are scared, very much scared of Mr. Trump. So now we've got Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is a Trump supporter. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, how are you? I agree with the gentleman saying Trump is not going to be impeached. In any case, Baba Dubeni is into. I think, to me, I think America is exposing itself as a weak country in case of politics. I'm not an expert in politics, but I think impeaching someone like Trump, who's already left and admitted that it's a defeat, Zimbabwe is sending a message to abantu must silandela inkokheli ze politics, mase silandele sivula mehlo kakhulu sebenze ngomqondo ukuthi kakhulu ezweni eZimbabwe manga ba election silandela any political leader kumele silandele sivula mehlo singathi abantu laba abahlasela iSenate House bethu bethu bandu be uTrump act is their responsibility nakithi manga ba umthambi inkokheli ngeke president welizwe ngayo onda sekhuluma anything kurayi bese abantu bambe bobulalana noma inkokheli makuzivula ukhetho bese kukhona inkokheli lokusigatha kule ndaba ukuthi ukhetho lohambanga kahle ngarojwa kuba uTrump ubonisile ukuthi lezo zinto get over those. So uba uTrump got a solid base, akuwumuntu omsabayo, people they support his ideologies and they still know ukuthi uba uTrump nearly won this election. Nevertheless, about the America, they voted for who Biden, and Trump accepted that. And he is a former president. He seemed to ma seven land there from in Peter Farrell Mundo about Ube or Tia in Kansas, Jamagabe. I still believe that Trump he did a good job for America, and is a man who is going to be remembered for what he said, not for what he did, because Trump has done no harm to anyone in America. If you look at it, whatever he said, and people went on and attacked that house, I still believe those people, they are blind supporters, and they have to own at themselves, not Trump. Trump was not there. Those people followed whatever the president was saying in a rally. That is a political language. Wherever you go in the world, the political leaders, they will use any language. So if you follow them, that thing, you look at the people that went in there. There are people who don't have lives. But Trump went on again and blamed that to say it was not a proper thing. It was uncalled for. Their party doesn't have a policy to attack people. And I still believe that.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Interesting take there. Mr. Siampondo, if you can just chime in, what's your take on what Mr. Mlalazi is saying?
Well, Mr. Mlalaza, I think you've got interesting views, and I find them quite refreshing, because it's really a side that I haven't heard for a long period of time, especially that of Mr. Trump accepting that he lost the election. I have never seen that. I have never heard of it. Maybe he did hear about it. I wouldn't want to dwell much on that, because we get these news and we get to listen to him at different times and periods. So in as far as I know and I'm concerned, former President Donald Trump has never accepted defeat in this election. And also, I'm quite curious to really understand or to comprehend what my respected brother Mlalaza said pertaining to political leaders using any language. That's a very, very dangerous statement there. A political leader is a person who have got a strong standing within a community and society. So for him or her to use any language which he deems necessary without saying what he's going to say, it is going to be really very, very difficult and detrimental to the people he leads in the event that he says something which is unbecoming, just like what the former President Donald Trump said. Because what he said in terms of encouraging people to go there and fight like hell, I don't think that was an appropriate expression of a speech from a president who commands such a huge following. To me, it left a lot to be desired. And then looking also with the vicinity that he uttered those political statements at, he was actually there. He was just a few yards from the Capitol Hill when he addressed that rally. So in essence, Mr. Trump was there, if you want to be really honest to what we are talking about here. So there's something that I always want people to really believe, to understand and get it clearly, is that the conviction of the former President Donald Trump doesn't lie here in lack of evidence. We have seen the impeachment managers doing a very great job. And even other Republican senators have actually commended them that, you know what, guys, you have given us a very good and moving presentation of the chronology of whatever happened on the 6th of January. And we have seen also the likes of Bill Cassidy, the rep for Louisiana. He changed his vote on that particular day after having been moved by what the impeachment managers have said and presented. And what it means right now is the conviction is mainly on Republicans throwing away that fear. It's not about lack of evidence, lack of a poor presentation, but it's mainly because there are other factors that they are considering. If you look at some of them, they are saying, well, this is fine. We have heard this. There is so much evidence, overwhelming evidence, actually. But the consequences of the actions that we are going to take, is it going to leave our country united, or it is going to divide us further? Because they are cognizant of the fact that Mr. Trump has got 74 million supporters. And if we go ahead and convict him, then it means we are going to draw that sharp divide between the Americans. And so they will vote not to convict him, not because there is no evidence, but because the consequences to unity. So they are sacrificing unity than our principles.
Mr. Mlalaza.
I really like the opinions and the views of my brother there, but I still believe that Trump did not harm anyone. You know, in politics, in a civilized state like America, I think people, they don't have to listen to words, to any mere words, which is not a policy. I don't believe that Trump adopted a united America. Trump adopted a divided America. People are just reacting to something that has been a bug in them. this is just an ice thing. I know if you look at what's happening in America, people they always say America is a leader in democracy, which is not true. But Trump exposed that country, of which today I still believe that those people, the crowd that went in that attacked the Senate House, I don't believe they were doing it only because Trump had said so. It was something that was, I saw Trump when he was campaigning before he became a president. Someone armed wanted to kill him. It shows that people are not united in America. So to my people, especially African people, Zimbabwean people, I still say we need to learn from this. When elections come in Zimbabwe, we are heading for elections now in Zimbabwe. No. Do we not listen and follow whatever the person is saying in a rally? Or then we then go on and start fighting after the election. Someone say, oh, the election was... We know the reason why this thing is America, is happening in America is because the election of 2020 were disputed. Election was disputed. So for someone to unite America is not to go through the courts. Courts will never reunite anyone in any part of the world. The courts will just make their decision based on what people they say or based on what lawyers win in the court, but that will not reunite the country like the United States. President Trump, like the brother said, had 74 million people voted for him. So these people, you must think what they are thinking now when they see their leader being dragged to court. But in any way, I don't believe that Trump is going to be impeached. America will just have to go over this and realize that they had a good leader called Trump, and he was staying intact using his mouth. He didn't attack anyone. And you've seen that these 4 years in office, Trump didn't go anywhere to kill anyone. There was no war during Trump's tenure, so I still believe he's a good man, and people should leave him alone.
Yes, marvelous.
Regaitende kuna vasi ya mpondo, toti pane zvatinga one zvinga sanduki hiri, tishona kuti pane mavideo aka wani kwa achiridzwa uyezve, arikunyatso vata pamoyo, pe ivo ma-Republican ne ma-Democrats. Pane ma-Republican amunga wana achi wani kwa achisandura hiri voti yavo kuti vabata nene ma-Democrats.
Hongu, nekwete. Pa nguwa imwe chete, ndichada kuti ndiitsana ngure hongu yangu kuti iri papi. Hongu yangu iri pakuti takatoona kudhara vamwe vema Republicans vachitosandura mavotes avo mushure mekunge ma impeachment managers vanova ma Democrats vatura mashoko nehumbo kunoratidza kuti pane kukanganiswa kwakaitwa neaimbova mukuru weAmerica kana kuti mutungamiri weAmerica va Donald Trump. Right, mumwe wema senators aya ndiva Bill Cassidy va veku Louisiana. Mukaona nemashoko vakatotaura vakatoti zvataurwa nema impeachment managers, inini sedunga munhu ndakazvimirira, ndiri kuona chiri chokwadi, ndiri kuona vanyatsoburitsa humbowo hwavo hunoratidza kuti zveshuwa isusu wani tine simba rekuti titarisise nhau iyi, zvekare kuti pane kuparwa kwemhaka kwakaitwa kwatinofanira isusu seSenate kuti tinge tichiongorora. Then havasivo voga, muchaona kuti kune vakawanda asi pari zvino vanenge vachimirira kuona kuti pakati pemaRepublicans avo ipapa vangani vamwe vachasandura vhoti yavo. Right, so hongu yangu iri pakuti hazvizivikana nekuti pachasvika nguva yekuvhota and pachapedza magweta ava Trump kutura mashoko avo kana kuti kudefenda kana kuti kutsigira innocence hwava Trump, ndo pachapa vamwe vanhu madecision kana kuti ndo pachapa vamwe vanhu sarudzo dzekuti tovhota tichiroverera mukuru wenyika here kana kuti tovhota tichimurerutsira.
Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We thank our guest this evening, Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, Mr. David Siyampondo, a political activist, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, a Trump supporter, and Mr. Washington Jamela of ZAPU, Priscilla Ndlovu, and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, another independent commentator. Signing off from Maryland, this is Keith Dube.
saying good night.